John in Tennessee is having a heating issue. What can we help you with today?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a 30 by 36 building and a 9-foot ceiling.
Okay.
And I've got a gas heat and air unit. And the people that I bought it from said it was, told me it's a split unit, but it's not. It's one. So I've got to go through the ceiling. And I'm wondering where would be the best place to locate that unit and how to get that air up to the ceiling, that heat and air up through the ceiling to the ductwork.
Is this a utility building, or is this like a home, or what kind of building is
this,
John?
No, it's just a building. It's a fellowship hall for a church.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you don't want to have big, noisy space heaters hanging from the ceiling. You want to permanently heat this, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, you can't serve your heat from the ceiling. You can't have ceiling registers because the heat never gets down to the floor. You're going to have to find places where you can drop supply ducts down from the attic space. Is that where the unit is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to find places where you can drop the ducts down from the attic space and then bring them out near the floor, within a few inches of the floor, and you'll find another place, which could be in the ceiling, where you pull back the return ducts. If you don't have good circulation that way between supply and return, you'll have a very inefficient and very frustrating heating system.
Okay.
So it's a bit of construction work here to find that. But I will tell you that, you know, good HVAC contractors can find ways to do that kind of work with very little disruption. In fact, Leslie just had a lot of duct work put in her old house, and mm-hmm. You can hardly tell it was there.
Yeah, I mean, it was carefully thought out and very carefully planned, you know, making sure where all of the joists were and which direction they were going in and cleverly running things in between. So it can be done very tidily with a lot of planning.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
In our house, we had a duct that needed to run down through a room, and there was absolutely no way to get it inside of a wall. So we laid it in a corner and then basically framed over like a 45-degree angle to it, and it ended up making the room look kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. We actually have to do that.
There's always a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. We did that in two places in my house, and it was very easy. We just built out the wall that it was right next to, so suddenly that bump out was a little bit bigger than before.
All right. Okay, well. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, John.
Thanks for the information.
Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.